Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's Monday Night Raw broadcast live on USA Network from the Bell Center in Montreal, Quebec. The show closed with Chad Gable turning on Intercontinental Champion Sami Zayn and attacking him outside the ring following their main event match in which Zayn had successfully defended his title against Gable.
Now the celebration with his family, of course, his wife, and wait a minute, Gable from behind with a German suplex.
He just lifted Sami's hand, a show of respect.
In front of Sami's wife, Chad Gable has attacked Sami Zayn.
This is unbecoming of Chad Gable.
Well, Gable snapped. The pressure's gotten to him.
What are you doing?
So many different opportunities over the past number of months to win this championship, and Chad could not get it done. And finally tonight, Chad Gable's emotions have gotten the better of him.
In the opening segment of the show, Rhea Ripley vacated the Women's World Championship during an in-ring promo in which she talked about being injured by Liv Morgan on last week's episode.
So this is a warning to whoever wins my Women's World Championship. When I come back, I'm coming back for blood. But no, I'm not just gonna be gone because of an injury. I'm gonna be gone because when I find Liv back there, I swear they're gonna have to lock me up in Montreal jail.
It was revealed that a new champion would be crowned on next week's Raw. Ripley had held the title for 380 days, defeating Charlotte Flair for the belt at WrestleMania 39. At the time, it was still called the SmackDown Women's title, but Ripley was presented with a brand new title belt as the World Women's Champion by Paul Levesque last June. She made 10 successful defenses of the title on television and 49 defenses, including house show appearances. Her reign exactly ties the record length for the title set by Bayley in 2020. Sheamus made his return to WWE last night, defeating Ivar. This was Sheamus' first time stepping into the ring since his loss to Edge in Edge's final WWE match last August. New championship belts were presented to The Miz and R-Truth by Paul Levesque and Adam Pearce, with the Raw Tag Team Championship officially being renamed the WWE World Tag Team Championship. Also on the show, DIY became the number one contenders to that title, defeating New Day and the Creed Brothers in a triple threat match. In other results, Jey Uso pinned Finn Balor, Chelsea Green and Piper Niven beat Katana Chance and Caden Carter, Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell defeated Ivy Nile and Maxine Dupree, and Andrade El Idolo pinned Dominic Mysterio. Andrade was attacked by JD McDonagh after the match until Ricochet made the save. In ratings news, last Friday's SmackDown drew a total audience of 2.499 million viewers to Fox, according to WrestleNomics. That's a drop of over 100,000 viewers from the previous week's audience of 2.6 million. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was 0.76, slightly down from the previous week's demo rating of 0.80. AEW Rampage the same night drew an audience of 295,000 to TNT, according to WrestleNomics, up from the previous week's audience of 267,000, which was the lowest viewership of 2024. The 18 to 49-year-old demo rating was a 0.08, which was steady with the rating for the previous week. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast, and remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.